This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3333 for Wednesday, the 12th of May 2021. Today's show is entitled, My TV Stand Devices, and Pine64.org. It is hosted by JWP and is about 23 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is about My TV Devices, TV Stand, and Person Pine64.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, good day, everyone. I hope you all are all doing fine and well. Hey, second podcast for today. Even I can't remember the last time I did two in a day, but along the theme of devices and such things. So, on TV, a console that I have. So, over the years, it's gotten a lot smaller. So now it has, I guess I'm a device junkie, so it has a Chromecast, it has a Apple TV, it has a Roku, it has a Sky thing for my wife to watch all her German stuff, it has a Windows server connected to it to do all things Apple with media, if I so desire. That was probably a wasted purchase, but it's still a pretty good box. The original Pine 64 laptop is there. I don't use that very much because it's painfully slow and has a weird keyboard. That'll probably be a donation next time there's Aug Camp or something. My Microsoft Surface lives behind there. I don't use that very much either. I'm not traveling because of COVID. That used to be my travel machine. But I find in today's world that even that Surface 2 is sort of heavy in today's travel world, right? It weighs about a kilo, and today's travel world, the carry-on luggage is topping out, I think, about 5 kilos, maybe 6 kilos, 8 kilos, depending on your airline, and so that it's not the device. So to have a thin tablet that weighs about half a kilo, it seems to be the new thing. So I don't know how long that'll last. It'll probably last until it dies. It has Windows 10 on it, and so it'll last forever. The other laptop is a HP Stream, and it has Ubuntu on it, and I use it every once in a while. It runs on Blue Moon. I'll pick it up, and again, it's only a 2 gigabyte of RAM on it, and it's terribly slow. Even with Lubuntu, no, I don't think it's Lubuntu is on there right now. So the reason that I wanted to talk to you all is that I've been quite intrigued by the Pine 64 offerings, and I subscribe to them on Twitter, and they have a lot of different tweets and things, but I saw the Pine phone that had a battery case keyboard attached to it. And me as a device junkie, if they ever get that keyboard battery thing to work, that would be just absolutely the cat's meow for me. I'd have to get one. And I think y'all can see that as a, that I have a lot of devices. And so to get the Linux tablet that Pi 64 has, or to have the Linux phone is a it'd be a be a bit of a stretch for me, as to when I would touch it, when I would use it, when I would use it, and such things. But if you go to their website, it's definitely a very interesting read on all the things they're doing. I mean, last Aug Camp we went to, they were talking about the watch, and how they had taken open source things, and they were now the Pine folks were going to make a watch, and I thought that that was, just really, really interesting. Unfortunately, the Xiaomi folks started selling $25 watches that keep track of your steps, and so it just seems that the usefulness of such a thing is other than a free thing is interesting. So if you want to play with it, want to hack with it, want to, but to wear it every day, and that it doesn't keep track of your steps, or it doesn't do stopwatch function when you go run or something like that, and that it would cost the same as a finished product from Xiaomi. It's, $25. So that anyway, let's go to the Pine 64 page. So you just go to the pine64.org, and it'll start coming up. So the first thing that comes up is they have a big splash screen, and Prime Time comes up, and Prime Tab comes up, the cluster board comes up, the pencil comes up, the Pinesel, I'm sorry, and the Pine Cube comes up. It's an IP camera. That's pretty cool. And so obviously I'm sort of infatuated with the Pine phone, because it might have that keyboard one day. And the Prime Tab also looks pretty interesting. It doesn't have a custom OS like that Gene OS that I've been reading about so much, and that's has all that everybody's a rage that they're trying to do crowdfunding for. But I think that's $120, $130 experience. We'll click down into that really soon. And if you've when you go to the when I met Ken and Dave in Brussels, I'm trying to think of the name of it. We went to Brussels with Ken and Dave. Big open source thing in Brussels. They didn't have it because of COVID this year. Open something. It'll come to me. But Pine had a booth, and they had their things, and you actually got to touch everything. I mean, they've really continue to improve. So the Pine 64 community is a large, vibrant, diverse, independent partner, project developers, hackers, hardware enthusiasts, privacy advocates, floss geeks, you name it, we've got them all, and they contribute to the project, thereby shaping and determining the course. This page is community run, and as its wiki and chats and forums as well, and they're always looking for help. And if you go down there, they have a scrolling thing. Ah, here it is. Here it is. UBports and Manjaro at FOSDEM 19. So we were all there at FOSDEM 19, and then COVID came, and they closed it for 2020 and 2021. There's been none because of the COVID, and so. I'm really looking forward to when COVID is over, so that maybe I can meet Ken and Dave, and we'll go have a Hacker Public Radio podcast, maybe at the FOSDEM, and mess around there and do something. So the Prime Time. So this is interesting. So Again, it's a 1.3 inch, which is a little big, and it's doing it runs RTO SESs, and now it says that it has step counting now, and heart rate detection, and wrist vibration. So maybe it's something to think about now. But it is a little big, but the picture looks pretty interesting. And if we go to the store, it's $24. And it's scheduled to be back in stock in June 21, 2021. So maybe at the when the Xiaomi bites the dust, I can get that. It has a step counter, and I'm not sure how we would I would do that, but I think I would probably feel better than having a having that thing keep track of everything than having Xiaomi have something on my iPhone that has a history of my steps. So probably there. And the let's see, so let's check out the Pine phone real quick. So the Pine phone now it's still the quad core SoC. It's still the Mali 400. So that's so all winner Mali 400, that's standard business these days. Lots of devices are using that. It comes in two or three. I couldn't recommend the three more. So go ahead and get the three. I couldn't recommend the 32 more. Get the 32. So there's a YouTube video, and the guy, I haven't watched it. He had has one, and he has one. So the camera, it's just a basic everyday little phone, and that so many OSs, OSs. So I'm pretty sure that instead of a new computer, that if they get that keyboard battery thing, that I will get the Pine phone and the premium configuration. Now, if you go to the PineBook Pro, so let's check that out. So they're billing this now as a Chromebook replacement, and I've had a Chromebook. It's okay. I did the hacks on it and everything, but if it's I'm not sure if this really is gonna be, the power thing. I mean, the one nice thing about it is that it's USB-C, so I don't have to mess around. That it works with my same laptop charger that does my work. Can charge that, and my biggest question was what would be the purpose of that, because we have a Nook with Ubuntu to pay the bills, or the wife uses the Ubuntu Nook to pay the bills and do all of our local stuff. So in my life, I'm not sure what that PineBook Pro would do. It would probably be like my original PineBook and sit under the TV, and every once in a while I would touch it. So that's probably not going to happen. And the third item, we already talked about the Prime Time and the Prime Tab. Now this was pretty interesting for me until Amazon went on sale with that 10-inch Kindle. So it's got two exactly the same memory, exactly the same memory, and it's got a 64-bit MC, so the same storage. So it has exactly everything, and it looks like it comes with a keyboard. It has these expansion boards for LTE, LORA. I'm not sure what that is, and SATA and RSD. So this is probably the most interesting thing. And let's see the it doesn't have a weight. It doesn't have a weight for it. If I press the keyboard. See, does it have a weight? So yes. So it's only 75 grams higher than the Jing, with the keyboard. So it's plastic black, IPS touch, and it comes with UB ports. So that's really compelling, especially with that keyboard that's got a touchpad on it. I don't know. I think you could probably get a pen with that thing. And that is pretty interesting, for sure. And the cluster port, it's basically if you're doing some edge stuff. It's basically if you're doing some edge stuff. So let's have a look at the cluster board real quick. It's a gateway to the world of clusters and a tidy, compact package. So if you're interested in learning about clusters, probably this is a good thing. So it takes the SOPON models, which is a all-in-one SOC thing, and you put it into like it looks like a memory slot, and it has a normal power supply thing. So you take a PC power supply, and then you have the cluster in there, and it looks like it has some kind of battery backup for real-time clock support. So yeah, but those are normal batteries. Those aren't like the expensive ones. And it has a 15-ounce power supply, and it comes with a barrel jack, but it looks like so a 5-volt 15-amp power supply with 6.3 millimeter barrel type jack. Okay, but it right beside that, it looks like it has a normal ATX power supply header. So you can either do the barrel or you can do the power supply. So with the ATX power supply, that would really mean that you could have a you could put it in an old computer case. So that makes it even more interesting, and it's got a gigabit Ethernet. So yeah, you could put that old computer case and just connect the gigabit Ethernet port, and everything would be hunky dory with that. So you could have your entire like Raspberry, that whole Raspberry farm that I have down there. Let's see, it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So it has 7 slots in it, and you can make that into that whole Raspberry Pi, Pine 64, Odroid thing that I have going on downstairs, like the little mini data center that I have down there. Okay, so let's go keep going. And the Pine tab, we did that, the cluster board, the Pinesel. So the Pinesel is a RISC-V product. A RISC-V soldering iron running open firmware. So it's a Pinesel is a smart mini portable soldering iron with a 32-bit RISC-V SoC feature in it. So that just that it has RISC-V, that could mean that I could buy it. I don't ever solder, I don't do anything, but then it has a RISC-V in there, the Bumblebee core. My God, that's fantastic. And it heats up in 12 seconds and can be paired successfully with a powerful power supply such as a Pine Power. I don't even know what a Pine Power is. But it's really cool, and it's a RISC-V. So if you want to have a RISC-V device, that's probably going to be your cheapest option to have a RISC-V device these days. And the last item is the Pine Cube. And so let's talk about the Pine Cube. So the Pine Cube is an open source IBCam under your control. That's what they're saying. And it's a small, low powered, open source IP camera. Whether you're looking for a baby floss camera, a privacy oriented shopkeeper, or a homeowner looking for a privacy camera that, or perhaps a tinker needing a camera for your drone. The Cube can be a device for you. So it's 5 megapixels, so that's nothing. That's pretty limiting, just right there. That is 5 megapixel. But it has OmniVision and it has IR LEDs for night vision, so it's a day or night. So that's pretty cool, and it keeps its power over Ethernet. It has a microphone in it. The use cases for this camera are limitless. So it has a microphone. So I would want to know it. So it has Bluetooth. So maybe they could get a speaker to it. It has a GPIO header. So what's always really cool about a camera is it has a microphone. That means you can hear what people say. If you could play something that they say, play if they could play your voice while you talk to them over the camera, that would be pretty cool. But they're right, it's an incredible thing. And so interestingly, the Pine 64 people don't seem to be pushing so much their boards anymore. Their boards. So if you go to the Pine store, trying to find their board on their main site is pretty interesting. So as you click the store, partner projects, Pine Podcast. Oh, there's a Pine Podcast. Ah, so devices, computer modules. So you have to go inside the thing and click computer modules, and computer modules. So they have. So these are the things. So they have the SoPine. They have the SoEdge. The SoEdge. So the so let's see what the SoPine is. So SoPine is, like I said, that memory thing. So again, it's a quad core. Quad core SoC with a Mali 200. So the thing is I think the phone, if they ever upgrade that, all you have to do is swap that out in the phone. So that's what the SoPine is. And then you go back and you, oh my God, you click on the store thing again, and so the devices. And you have Pine boards. Where the hell is that thing? And compute modules and the baseboards. So the baseboards are sort of like what I have, and it's a no, it's not. It also takes the module. That's it. Just has everything that what I had before with the Rock chip thing. It just takes that memory module. So again, that seems to be very upgradable. And go back to the store and click devices and click computer modules. I think the old boards are under IoT. So if you click IoT, the Pine Nut, what is a Pine? So the Pine Nut OS is an attempt. Pine Nut is an open source attempt for WiFo and BFO module for Pine 64 devices. So no, I mean, there's just so much going on this Pine project. I'm not sure if you can still buy a Pine. Well, actually, they have a picture of a Pine board, and where it says, "What will you make?" And the if you click the picture, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anything, but they still make the boards. So that's answered. All right, guys. Hey, so it's 22 minutes, which is sort of long with me, and I've been rambling. So anyway, if you get a chance to support something, the Pine 64, or last thing. So they changed their vision. So their goal is to push the envelope and deliver ARM and RISC-V devices. So they added RISC-V, so that if you want to use and develop for to this end, we actively work with the development community and champion end user initiatives rather than applying business to FLOSS setting. We allow FLOSS principles to guide our business. They have everything. Twitter, Mastodon, Telegram, blog, news, or the whole thing. All right, so please have a look at the Pine 64. I can wholeheartedly endorse these guys. They were doing things for open source hardware, Linux phones. That when nobody else thought it was possible, they were delivering, a $150 phone that runs Linux. So what more can you say? Now they have a tablet, same thing. And a Chromebook kind of thing. And it goes on and on and on and on. All right. Hey, take care. Y'all be safe. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.